Normally, nothing happens at the World Trade Organization during the first week of the new year. But these are not normal times. WTO spokesman Joseph Bosk tells VOA there's a sense of urgency to restart negotiations on the so-called Doha round of trade talks immediately.
We've been negotiating for 7 years, and after 7 years, people are honestly getting a bit tired. And now is the time to say, is it possible to reach something? Is it possible that we can get all together into an agreement that would really make a good impact in the economy of the world? And this cannot go on forever. So that's why there is an urgency, and there is so much that already has been achieved that now it would be a real waste to just leave everything to wait.
Though much has been achieved, much remains to be done. The main sticking point continues to be agriculture. Developing countries want greater access to the markets of rich countries for their farm exports. They accuse the United States and European Union of distorting the market by giving huge subsidies and domestic support to their farmers and products. For their part, the rich countries want the poorer countries to lower the tariffs they impose on imported industrial goods. Bosk says a balance has to be struck between these two competing interests. He says both the agricultural and industrial negotiations are closely linked.
We always schedule the negotiation for industrial goods after agriculture because people are very much looking into what's the concession that the rich countries are going to make in agriculture, and then they are going to say, yes, I'm prepared to give some concessions for the reduction of tariffs for your products to get into my market or not. This is always depends on what happened in agriculture.
Many observers believe it will be more difficult to reach a deal after the Bush administration leaves office at the end of this year. Bosk maintains a neutral position and says the United States is a very important member of the WTO and participates at all levels of the negotiations.
Of course, everybody is watching the election in the United States because it's the biggest trader in the world. But the WTO agenda cannot be just following one single country because, as I said, we are 151.
Bosk says it is important to reach an agreement on liberalizing world trade as soon as possible. And then he adds, WTO and its member countries will see what position the newly elected American officials take when they are in power. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.